Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 7:45, quarter till 8. I don't need to tell you that Election Day is tomorrow. Just from the preponderance of political ads that you're hearing and reading and seeing, Clancy Dubose joins us now, our friend WWO Louisiana political analyst, to talk about it. How you doing, Clancy?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I want to ask you, contrasted to other mayoral elections in New Orleans where there has not been an incumbent, where does this one stand in your opinion? The campaign so far.
Yes, it reminds me a little bit just in some ways, not in every way, of the election at the end of Ray Nagin's term, mm-hmm. when Mitch Landrieu ran and won in the primary. I'm not predicting that will happen, but what is similar is that there was a front runner. The minute that Landrieu got in, he became the front runner, and he stayed the front runner all the way through Election Day. And that's what has happened here. Plus, it was an election where the city was dysfunctional at that time, and the people, voters, black and white, were looking for someone who could end the dysfunction, someone who knew what to do and knew how to do it. And that was, in fact, Mitch Landrieu's sales pitch. I know what to do, and I know how to do it. That has not been Helena Moreno's sales pitch, but it's similar to the way she has presented herself. The voters knew Landrieu. Voters this time know Moreno. Again, I'm not saying she's going to win, but she has been the front runner in every poll taken, and nothing has changed that. So the big question tomorrow is, can she win this outright in the primary, or will there be a runoff? And it was the same question that people were looking at in 2010 when Landrieu ran. But the difference is Helena Moreno was the first candidate to announce in this race. Landrieu was the last candidate to announce in 2010. Every election is a unique event. There are similarities and contrasts with every election, but certain things are sort of locked in. You know, you have to have a campaign. You got to get your message out. And you got to go through certain mechanics, like, you know, get out the vote efforts and things like that. But those are structural similarities. But in terms of how they play out and what the issues are and where voters are at any given moment in time, those are always unique qualities or attributes to every single election, regardless of the office. And, of course, this election, too, is going to be a unique event.
If you could summarize, you mentioned sales pitches. How would you summarize Helena Moreno's sales pitch? How would you summarize Oliver Thomas's sales pitch? How would you summarize Royce DuPlessis's sales pitch?
Moreno's sales pitch has been, you know me, I've been here for you. She's a known quantity, and I'm not just coming to your churches and your fairs at election time. I've been doing that as a reporter and as an elected official, and she's been accessible and responsive. That's a similar sales pitch to Oliver Thomas. He's someone who's a known quantity. And he's a little more of a retail politician. You know, he came up, he's more old school. Moreno is more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of a modern politician in the sense of very telegenic, much more into social media than say Thomas perhaps, but he's a guy boots on the ground kind of guy, and I'm the guy you know, I'm the guy you've seen, I'm the guy you could run into at the coffee shop, and when you need me, I'm here for you. And then the Royce Duplessis is. His sales pitch is this should be an election, not a coronation. I'm the new guy. I'm the outsider. The other two have been part of the problem. They've been in city government, and yeah, they know it, but what have they done about it kind of thing. So that's the three different sales pitches.
Now, let me take a break. I want to talk about sheriff and council races when we come back. Clancy Dubose, our guest, by the way. Congratulations. The newest, one of the newer inductees into the, was it Louisiana Political Hall of Fame?
Yes, sir.
Congratulations on that. That's quite
nice. Thank you very much. I'm very grateful.
But don't get confused. That doesn't mean you're done. It doesn't mean it's time to hang them up, all right?
Okay.
You just keep working. All right, 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:57, 3 till 8, couple of minutes left with Clancy Dubose, a friend, WWL, Louisiana political analyst, talking about the election tomorrow. And it's not just Orleans Parish. You need to go to WWL.com. You can see every parish and everything that's up for grabs, if you want to call it that. Let's talk about the sheriff race in Orleans Parish. Clancy, thoughts on the campaigns run by the three candidates?
Yeah, here again, you have a front runner, Michelle Woodfork. As soon as she announced, she became the front runner. She remains the front runner. But the difference between that and the mayor's race is you have an incumbent, a very weakened and controversial incumbent, Susan Hudson, who's been holds the distinction of actually going down in the polls after the election started qualifying. Of course, you had the, in the wake of that jailbreak, 10 people, and the last one finally was captured in outside Atlanta, a couple of days ago. And then a challenger also from Algiers, Second City Court Constable Edwin Shorty. Shorty's actually in the polls ran behind even Hudson. He's had difficulty gaining traction on the East Bank. But Michelle Woodfork, again, sort of like Helena Moreno, someone with a name that people know. And she had she served as the interim police chief for about a little less than a year. Seemed to bring some stability to the NOPD and did bring stability to NOPD and presided over the beginning of a significant drop in violent crime and crime overall in New Orleans. And so she has been the front runner from day one and is potentially could win it all tomorrow.
I firmly believe they picked him up as soon as they had the opportunity to get Derek Groves, but just timing with the election. I can make a case that this could help Susan Hudson. I can make a case that this brings it all back and it could hurt her, or it could have no difference at all. What do you think?
Well, I think it just kind of reminds people that there were 10 people who escaped overall. And it was like, most people said, well, it's about time. And of course, it was not so much her office that captured him as federal U.S. Marshals and people like that. So
St. Bernard had a lot to do with it, too, they tell me.
Yes.
Thank you, Clancy. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, well, I got some interesting council races, too. So there's plenty of reasons to get out and vote if you live in Orleans Parish. If you didn't vote early, we had a wonderful big turnout for early voting. So there seems to be a lot of interest in this race. And I'd like to see a big turnout because that's good for democracy.
Amen.
Regardless of who wins, who loses.
Thank you, sir.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.